Welcome to Next Day Prep, What We Are Watching Tomorrow. It is Wednesday afternoon, January 14th, 2026. I'm seeing a sea of red on the major indices, but if you look under the hood, the story isn't quite so bearish. Let's dive in.
I'm excited to discuss this. You hit the nail on the head. The S&P 500 dropped 0.5%, and the NASDAQ took a full 1% hit. But this was a classic rotation, not a liquidation. The megacaps, Nvidia, Microsoft, Amazon, they did the heavy lifting to the downside. But look at the equal-weighted S&P. It actually outperformed. The Russell 2000 small caps? Up nearly 1%. The breadth tells a different story than the headline number.
That is a crucial distinction for active traders. We can't just short the open because the NASDAQ is down. But let's talk about what triggered this. Risk-off, mood, in the big tech names. We had some inflation data this morning, right?
Exactly. The PPI report. It wasn't a disaster, but it moved in the wrong direction. Year over year, PPI rose to 3.0%. Combined with the CPI data, the market is realizing that the next rate cut might be further out than we hoped. That yield pressure hit the high valuation tech names the hardest. Plus, we have geopolitical headlines. Tensions with Iran and President Trump's comments, keeping a lid on risk appetite.
And that geopolitical tension whipped the oil market around today. Crude spiked, then gave it all back. But let's shift to the sector wins. If money is leaving big tech, where is it going? I saw some green in the defensive corners.
Spot on. It was a flight to safety. Real estate, consumer staples, and utilities held up well. But here is the interesting tactical signal. Despite the tech sell-off, we saw late-day accumulation in specific semiconductor names. Traders were buying the dip in chips like NXP Semiconductors and Texas Instruments right into the close. That tells me the bulls haven't left the building. They are just being selective.
I want to drill down into those setups in a minute. But first, we are in the thick of earnings. The bank started the party, and frankly, it looked like a bit of a hangover today. Wells Fargo missed revenue and dropped over 4%. What's the read there?
It's messy. Wells Fargo missed, but even the winners got punished. Bank of America and Citigroup beat earnings estimates, yet they both traded lower. It's a sell the news reaction right now in financials. However, do not take your eyes off this sector. Tomorrow morning, Thursday, is the main event. We have Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and BlackRock reporting. If they can flip the narrative, we might see a reversal in the financial sector.
Okay, let's get tactical. For the traders listening who are prepping for tomorrow's session, where is the relative strength? You mentioned semis, but are there other breakout leaders we should have on the screen?
Absolutely. I am looking at aerospace and defense. TransDigm, ticker TDG, was a beast today. It closed near the high of the day with heavy volume. That is a continuation breakout setup. I'm looking for a shallow pullback to the 1415 level to get long, targeting 1433. Also, keep an eye on Rocket Lab, ticker RKLB. It had a high-volume uptrend all afternoon. If it can hold above $90.50, it looks ready to push higher.
TransDigm and Rocket Lab, got it. What about the biotech space? I saw a massive move in TG Therapeutics.
That was the standout winner. TGTX jumped 6% on huge volume. They issued revenue guidance for 2025 that crushed expectations, over $600 million versus the street's view. That is a fundamental catalyst-driving price. On the flip side, we have to talk about Lululemon. It got hammered. Down over 4% because the Supreme Court didn't rule on the tariff case today. That uncertainty is toxic for retail importers right now.
So Lululemon is in the penalty box for now. What about Tesla? It was down almost 2%. Is that a short or are we looking for a bounce?
I'm treating Tesla as an anticipation setup. It's weak, yes, but it's Tesla. I am not shorting here, I am watching for it to find a base. If it stabilizes, the snapback could be fierce. But do not catch the falling knife yet. Let it prove it can hold a level first.
Smart risk management there. Before we wrap up, what is the one big thing traders need to watch at the open tomorrow?
Watch the 10-year Treasury yield. It settled at 4.14%. If that starts creeping up, tech will struggle again. And keep a close eye on those bank earnings pre-market. If Goldman and Morgan Stanley impress, the S&P could recover those losses quickly. Stay nimble. Focus on the names showing relative strength like the ones we discussed. And don't fight the rotation.
Solid advice. Keep your head on a swivel, watch those key levels, and let the price action dictate the trade. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. Good luck out there, and we will catch you in the next session.